Big soccer game today. It's a match between the U.S. and Iran at the World Cup in Qatar.
I was about to correct you, Rachel. It is a match, and this highly anticipated showdown will determine which of the two teams advances to the next round. There's also concern about the growing political tension surrounding the match involving disputes between Iranian fans and the soccer federations representing the two countries.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is in Doha, Qatar, and joins us now. Hey, Tom.
Good morning.
It's pretty much make it or break it at this point for the U.S., right?
Pretty much. You know, this is such a biggie. It will determine which team moves into prized territory, the knockout round, the final 16 teams, where every match is a win or you're out contest. And for most teams, it's a measure of success to get to the knockout stage. Now, the U.S. has to win to advance. Iran's situation a bit easier. It can draw and still move on. Then there's the big picture for the U.S. Advancing would be validation of the last 4 years under Coach Greg Berhalter, basically showing that the U.S. is on the right path after the disaster of failing to qualify for the last World Cup in 2018. Berhalter acknowledged yesterday, it's probably unfair to have 4 years come down to one match, but it's the reality, and he said, we'll deal with it.
So what should we look for?
Well, Iran showed it's capable of sustained aggressive play in its impressive win over Wales. It won that match 2-0. U.S. team captain Tyler Adams said he expects more of that attack mentality today from the Iranians, although there's some thinking that since Iran could advance with a draw, it may play a bit more conservatively, kind of hang back and then strike with counterattacks, knowing that the U.S. is going to be aggressively looking to score throughout the match.
What about the U.S.? I mean, at this point, they actually need to win a soccer game.
They have played very good defense in this World Cup. Berhalter says that's kept them in the two matches up to now that they've played. But he acknowledges what many say. The U.S. has to find ways to score. The team has only scored one goal in the first match against Wales, and the problem seems to be twofold. Players not delivering quality final passes that can be knocked in for goals, and also when those passes are there, players aren't finishing the job in scoring. As you say, that has to change because the U.S. can't win this thing without a goal or two or more.
Yeah, let's go for more. So that's the actual game. Let's talk about the political backdrop, because we have seen protests against the Iranian government throughout the World Cup are more likely today.
Well, we're expecting an increase in security after the clashes between Iranian fans here, fans who support and oppose the Iranian government for its crackdown on protests in Iran following the death in September of a young Iranian woman in police custody. Then you have the flag flap after the U.S. Soccer Federation doctored depictions of the Iranian flag on social media, an action that prompted the Iranian Federation to say the U.S. should be kicked out of the World Cup. And now it's being reported families of the Iranian players are being threatened with imprisonment and torture if the players join in any way the protests against the Iranian government. You remember the players refused to sing during their anthem before the first match against England. Mm-hmm. They sang before the Wales match after that, reportedly after being visited and warned by members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. So, Rachel, there you go. A soccer match fraught with meaning and possible risk, and from a strictly football standpoint, one that promises great excitement.
Indeed. NPR's Tom Goldman at the World Cup. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.